You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Blair Oco Golf Academy joins us. You ever golf? Well, obviously you never golf in Carson if you can't have a beer, right, Oco?
No beer, no golf. I'm done. See you later. That's, oh well. That's up to them.
Now, we just saw a young 21-year-old win the Players' Championship, and I've noticed, on the LPGA Tour, we've seen, a lot of Japanese and North Koreans, and they've really dominated, the Asian community's really dominated on the LPGA. Are we going to start seeing that, do you think, on the PGA?
Definitely. I think their practice regiment, I see it here at the Golf Academy. And people, the Koreans, especially on the LPGA, they're just phenomenal with their practice regiment, and they're just so dedicated. Not to say that the other players aren't, but they're starting these athletes at a very young age, and they are hitting balls constantly. 8 hours a day is not unheard of, and I think it's just going to get stronger and stronger as they get more golfers into the game, and you'll start seeing on the PGA Tour for sure.
8 hours a day of just the driver?
Well, irons, whatever. Exactly.
Yeah, Struds is going on his protocol.
You warm up. Is that a good warm-up, just hitting 20 drives and then with your driver then getting on the first tee? Is that the way to do it?
They're trained that way. They're geared just to repetition, and hit balls until it becomes an obsession and perfection, right? And you're going to start seeing more of that on the PGA Tour for sure, I think.
Now, you're talking about how they're getting started young, and there's a lot of people, every spring their kids are getting going. And my kids are 4, 5, and 6. I'm introducing them to the game of golf. I get them out and just take them to the range. When they're that young, is there something I should be doing with them, or just ball, club, hit?
What you should be doing is bringing them down to see me for lessons or any PGA pro and get them, make it fun and show them how to properly hold the grip. And a lot of dads and moms can maybe even do that, but, they need to learn the basic fundamentals right away. And once they get that under their belt, then it's going to be a lot more enjoyable. They'll understand what a proper finish position is. I have this one little girl that I gave a lesson to yesterday. It's her third lesson. She's 6 years old. Strud, you should see her hit the ball. It's unbelievable. But, she just learned how to hold the club. She's got a little nice backswing and a good follow through now, and she's hitting it. And when she hits it, she looks at me and she smiles, right? So as a teacher, that's the most self-rewarding thing you can ever have from a student, especially at that age.
Now, at your academy, you've moved outdoors this year. You always had it inside, but you moved it outdoors. Why? And do you find there's going to be more of a benefit to training outdoors than indoors?
Yeah, there's other reasons why we're going outdoors. I won't get into that right now. But, it's something that, I was in Phoenix for a destination golf school, and I took 11 of my clients down there, and I was outside, and I said to one of them, I said, geez, this is kind of nice teaching outdoors in the nice sunshine and stuff. So we're going to be moving out the Golf Academy, and we are going to be going outdoors, Katrina and myself, just to a facility just down the road, like 5 minutes from where we're at. It's a nice driving range. We got covered stalls just in case it gets a little windy. We got a nice grass area for instruction. And I'm really looking forward to the outdoor season, teaching outdoors this year. And let's just pray there's not a lot of rain, which I don't think there will be. But even if it is a little rainy, we have covered stalls, so we can still do our instruction. And, people over the years we've gone to the virtual, which is good. But sometimes when it's 25 degrees outside, they want to be outdoors and they want to see the ball flight, and so we're really looking forward to that.
What about as far as getting the kids, engaged? Like, is there a certain amount of time? You mentioned the six-year-old. Is she every day? Is she just, once a week? How does that kind of rotation work to just get them enjoying the game so you can go do it as a family? Because I think it's a great family activity.
Oh, You hit the nail on the head. Great family activity. She comes in once a week with her dad. Her dad hits balls while she does the lesson. And to give you an example, but also what we're offering this year is for lessons instruction, any lesson program mom or dad take, the kids can come for free. So we're really trying to be proactive in the growth of the sport because, you know, it's a little bit at a standstill the last few years, and we want to get more kids involved in the golf, especially the young ladies. There's such an opportunity for, taking golf to a scholarship level. So, we're trying to get the young kids out. So I thought, why don't we get the kids playing with their parents and taking lessons with them, and it becomes a family affair.
Blair Oco from the Blair Oco Golf Academy joins us. Now, yeah, you have summer camps coming up, and tell me a little bit about your new format.
You know what? I got a great team of instructors helping me. I got my good buddy, Travis Lamb, who's a phys ed teacher in the Edmonton Public School, who's helping me with this new program. We're going to be, obviously, we have the hockey, too. We're going to be inside. He's a hockey guy as well, and we've got going to be going outside, which is really exciting. We're going to be doing the training at the golf facility, and then we'll be busing the kids to the golf pitch and putt course on the Thursday and Friday, but we'll be outdoors learning the skill. We're even going to be doing picnic barbecues just south of the Kinsman here in the picnic area. So our lunches will be outside, and we'll still be doing the hockey component. So you know what? It's been received quite well, and people are really excited about it. So we're looking forward to going outdoors this year, and it's going to be a little different for us. But I think everybody wants to be outdoors when it's nice out, right, guys?
Oh, 100%. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, what about it that, you mentioned the hockey component. Do these two blend together in one camp?
Yeah, we got the golf and hockey. And the hockey is done in the activity in the morning and then on the ice. And then we go out for lunch. And then we do the practical lesson stuff before we get to the golf facility. And then we get bused to the golf facility. And then we do, hitting of the ball, and we learn the irons and the driver swing, chipping and pitching. Well, we're on the grass too, which is kind of neat. And then we, bring them back in to the Kinsman at the end of the day, where mom and dad can pick them up after a long day of golf and hockey. And, they'll learn and get better at their sports that they love.
And how can they sign up?
They can go to theboga.com. And they can sign up online, or they can just call us at the shop here at 780-496-9534. And if anybody has any questions. And we got quite a few camps. We also got just an all golf sports camp too. So that's all new. This is all new camps for us this year. So we're really excited. And you know what? We still got spots, and we've had a bunch of people sign up already this week. So it should be a great summer for us here at the Academy.
And quickly, Blair, what happened to Anthony Kim?
good question. I have no idea. I don't know where he is now.
Because there was a lot of people that thought he was going to be the next great golfer, and he's just kind of fallen off.
I heard some other rumors, injury, but I also heard some other issues with, I'm just going to say, I think, maybe just a loss of focus and early success and money changes a person sometimes.
Oh,
I think we'll just leave it at that. That's what I've. But he was an up and coming. We thought this kid was just gonna rival Tiger right at that time. So, it's too bad. I heard some mixed things, but I think it was basically just too much success too fast and went in a different direction.
Well, he wouldn't be the first athlete that fell into that. We've seen that in pretty much every one of the professional sports.
You're right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Blair, enjoy the camps, and we'll talk to you before the next major championship in golf.
Okay, guys.